Now time for our Riverside locker room chat here on KNCA. Brandon Tammy, we're now joined by the Cyclones football coach. That is Bryce Payton. It is brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON as well. A fantastic game on Friday night in Class 1A. Last week in Week 6, let's dissect it, Coach. A 14-12 win on the road at Troy. It was a crucial district game, and you guys were able to hold on in what was just a solid game all the way around. Just the overall thoughts and takeaways before we kind of dive into it.
You know, some of the main points that we talked about even last week was not turning the ball over and getting our running game going and stopping explosive plays. And you know, I think we did that for the most part. You know, I told my kids that, you know, Troy's a good football team. They've got good athletes. They're going to get their athletes in space with the ball, and they're going to make good plays too. You know, as hard as it is to say, you know, the other teams are allowed to make good plays and we don't always like it, but, you know, when you come play a good team, you know, they're going to make plays that are really good plays. And they did that and kept it close. You know, we just kind of, stayed with our game plan of running the football and trying to tire out the offensive line, defensive line. And our offense, or our defense played well for the most part. You know, we had struggled a little bit early, keeping Gannon in the pocket, but we kind of figured that out a little bit better in the second half. And, you know, they made some good plays in the second half and we didn't turn the football over. And just one of the biggest disappointments of the evening for me, was just coming out of halftime. We're up 7-6. And we got the ball on like the 12-yard line or something, and we had a long, long drive, 7.5 minutes, I believe, and drove all the way down the field to about the 20, and then got a holding call that kind of set us back a little bit. So just kind of didn't let us score. And that's the frustrating part, and that's kind of been, like I've talked about, the maturing process of doing the little things and finishing things. And but yeah, that was a positive and a negative. I mean, taking that much time off the clock and wearing them down was a good thing, but not being able to finish it with points there would have been big for us coming out with a touchdown to start the second half.
Well, and I want to stick with the defense real quick. And again, I had a chance to be there and watch that game kind of break down. But the defense, again, we talked about your defense, you know, throughout the course of this season, how good they had been. You know, you went up into this game with Troy knowing they were more of a pass-heavy team. I thought your secondary played super well. You mentioned the turnovers. You had a couple of interceptions, including one at the end by Chase to end the game, and you were able to get the kneel down after that. But I thought your secondary played, for the most part, super well in that game against Troy.
Right, yeah, and we knew they were going to have to. We tried to prepare them the best they could. Formations and their best plays out of those formations. And we kind of knew, you know, their big plays guys. And, we knew who we were going to have to stop, that we couldn't let them beat them. And I think that's one big thing of our kids right now is they're starting to understand that, you know, Troy had a lot of athletes, but, you know, they're trying to get the ball to a handful and we needed to be able to stop those, make one of the other kids beat us and make them do something that they aren't really accustomed to be doing, whether that's, you know, running the football between the tackles or whatever, you know, whatever their thing is, you know, we need to make them kind of be uncomfortable with what they do really well and then, kind of push them out of that comfort zone. And yes, I mean, our defense was good again last week. You know, like I said, we got beat on a couple plays, but like I said, that's going to happen, especially this time of year when you start to play really good football teams. That's definitely going to happen. We turned them over 3 times, you know, one at the end of the half didn't really hurt them. But yeah, secondary playing much better this year and getting deep and then reading the ball and coming to get the ball. You know, Chase and Keegan have played well. You know, you got Ty on the other side with Micah Rupadu in the back too. And, they've all played well. And, yeah, it was just overall pretty good win. But yes, our secondary and whole defense did a great job this week.
And then real quickly, before we step aside for the quick break, going over to the offense, there weren't a ton of yards, you know, for both teams throughout the course of that game. But again, the yards that you guys were able to produce on that side, it seemed a little bit balanced. I thought, you know, your running game was able to get going a little bit with Elijah Moore, Mason Hayes. They were both pretty balanced. They got their opportunities and certainly made the most of it, you know, throughout the course of the game. And then when Beckham had to, you know, drop back, he had a big pass play at one point in the game. You know, they were able to get some yards through the air as well. So just a little bit of talk here about the offense and what you saw there.
Yeah, you know, I told the kids this yesterday that, you know, we spent all offseason being able to try to push it into their minds that we've got to be able to run the football. Because, you know, in October and football, it's going to be cold, it's going to be windy, maybe rainy, possibly snowy. You know, it's going to be not great conditions, and we're going to have to be able to run the football if we want to be successful and maybe win some games later on. So they understood that, and, yeah, we want to stay balanced. And, you know, I thought Beckins played much better the last 4 weeks, you know, than he kind of did early on, but making decisions and our kids making plays. Yeah, and I think, and there was a couple that we missed. There was a sack there that thought we had one on, you know, a play set up there. But, you know, they're making plays, and, yeah, we wanted to stay balanced. The yardage wasn't, really what we were hoping for, but I think both teams kind of controlled the ball for, long periods of time there for a while. So that's kind of what's expected. And that was a good game and a great game if you're there for just a fan, enjoying a Friday night football game. So, we're happy to come out with the win.
Riverside football coach Bryce Payton joining us here a couple more minutes. We'll talk about their week 7 matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. Couple more minutes here with Riverside football coach Bryce Payton. Our locker room chat brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones right now at 5-1, 5 wins in a row, 14-12. They did it last week at Troy. Obviously huge for district implications, and you got to get one here, coach, to give yourself a chance in week 8 for a district championship on the road at Donovan West. How's the preparation been going this week, and how are we feeling going into week 7?
You know, I think we came out healthy from Friday night, and that's a huge positive this time of year. And, yeah, I think we had a good film session Monday, got the kids loose, and then, you know, had a good practice yesterday. And, I think we're getting kind of back to the basics. We see some things that we're starting to kind of slip on offense and defense, and we need to be able to, take care of business and, like you said, set ourselves up for a district championship. And that's something that, we have not done, and be able to compete for that. And obviously that was a goal that, you know, we had in our mind at the beginning of the year. But honestly, I can tell you honestly that I think our kids want that. But then now to be kind of believing that's happening and putting themselves in position for possibly that to happen, I think they're kind of amped up and they understand, you know, kind of what that means. And with the new playoff format and stuff like that, you don't know what's going to go on there. But our kids are excited and as they should be. They played really well this season, and we're looking to keep it moving this Friday.
Finally, Coach, and we really appreciate the time, as always, at Donovan West this week. Just give us a few keys to this game and what stands out about Donovan West.
Yeah, they got a couple running backs that are skilled, and one is a really good player. Winmeyer, I believe, is his name, and they like to give him the football, and they get some guys out in front that block. So we're going to have to definitely stop him, if we want to win on Friday. And, of course we need to start fast, and, we cannot turn the ball over and finish drives. So, yeah, they're a good team. They kind of ran the ball very good, really good the last couple weeks I've seen. And, they kind of have, they're young at times or at places, you know, and a little bit inexperienced, but, and some of that kind of shows they you know, turn the ball over a few times, and looks familiar at times from what we're kind of dealing with. And, you know, he's kind of going through it and trying to figure out how to win football games and how to win close football games. And, you know, they lost on the last week to Mar Hill. So, yeah, we're just ready for a challenge, and hopefully we come out with the right mindset and attitude and take care of business Friday.
There it is. Riverside football coach Bryce Payton. Cyclones, a big win last week against Troy, 5 in a row. For the Cyclones, they go to Donovan West this week, trying to stay towards the top of the district standings here in Class 1A. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes. Good luck on Friday.
We thank you. Thank you.